This is actually everything I've been asking for the presentation. Don Skiros, S-C-H-I-R-O, indicated syllabus 9/30/1965. Indicated procedure was history of central gastrointestinal biopsy was a gastrointestinal metaplasia. This is followed by endoscopy, surgical back scan, nursing, anything else, Dr. Chandra Pishab, show blood pressure, personal cardiac, pre-appreciation biopsy, instrumental lumbar CVG, scope, personal fatal, patient, patient, blood rapture. Exam question during Western procedure for enterocardial process. Antrum appear to be having ulcer slash erosion noted, in the enteral area. That's probably where the gastric nodule was removed. Multiple biopsies were taken, like diagnosis for neoplastics versus inflammatory changes. Retroversions, as well as some inflammation of the distal part of the stomach, which is multiple biopsies taken for mapping of the gastrointestinal metaplasia, commissuria, bowel junction, patient's small modest sciatic hernia, grade esophagitis, patient with the application, point number one, LA classification, grade esophagitis, number two, small modest sciatic hernia, number three, lower body gastritis, lower body stomach gastritis, lower biopsy taken for lower gastrointestinal metaplasia, number four, pre-enteral nodule was not noted, but it's like the same area where the nodule probably removed. It has created ulcer slash erosion. Multiple deeper biopsies were taken, slash diagnosis for neoplastic versus inflammatory changes. And five crossmoles of duodenum recognition. Away from the enteral ulcer slash erosion biopsy from the same place where the nodule was removed. Multiple biopsies were taken. Multiple deep biopsies were taken. Inflammatory changes versus neoplastic changes. Number three. Lower body stomach gastritis, fast to take over gastrointestinal inflammation. Number four, a small modest hiatal hernia. Number five, late-classic grade esophagitis recognition. Away for the biopsy of the stomach, also enteral gastric ulcer slash erosion biopsy. It comes up positive for any atypical cells or like neoplastic cells. Then I can do endoscopic ultrasound for the evaluation. Otherwise, it comes up positive for a gastrointestinal aplasia. Then I recommend you put up an ask in 1 year. And if the positive comes negative for gastrointestinal region, then repeat up and ask keeping in 2 years. Proton permanent inhibitors, proton is 4 mg per day. And Cetaphil 1 gram TID for 6 to 8 weeks. Lifestyle modification, follow 1-2-7. Please tell the Garabisha primary care provider, Dr. Robert Olson, and copy Dr. Paul Ansari. The episode was November 2nd to October 23rd. Patient's option.